Well, Brian Hornick, known as Cuz, has worked with a variety of teams on the Indy Racing IndyCar Series Trail. Cuz, how many different teams have you worked with?
It's five or six, I believe. Treadway, Menards, Treadway, let's see where, Panther, Kelly, and then Himmelgarn. Now I'm at Vision.
Well, you've been well around the block with these various teams, but talk to people about how you got started in racing and got your way here to Gasoline Alley.
Where I started was sprint cars around local tracks in Indiana, and then I did the outlaw deal with Danny Smith for a while. I got my foot in the door at Menards. That's how I got started.
Worked for a long time with two-time midget champion Stevie Reeves as well, and you two remain very good friends.
Yes, he's currently at DEI, but we did run around together in high school and worked on his sprint cars and midgets. We had fun, so it was a lot of fun doing that.
You also tried your hand at driving carts, and I suspect at one point your aspiration was also to be right here in Gasoline Alley as a driver.
Yes, I did run go-karts and ran a midget at the Speedrome and a quarter-scale stock car for a while, too. But the midget was a lot of fun. A.J. Davis and Margaret Owens gave me the opportunity to run their midget, so it was kind of nice.
What are the main tasks you have right now with Vision Racing?
The car chief for Townsend Bell in the 90 car. Just kind of keeping everything going, really, is the main thing.
You had the opportunity to run with some great drivers, and thus far this month, you guys have shown some speed, so I suspect this rain comes as a bad time for you.
Yeah, it does. It comes at a real bad time, really. We need some laps because we got a rookie, but he's taken to the track pretty well, so it's kind of nice in that aspect.
Interesting situation in that you work for a team that is owned by Tony George. So the big boss is the one who really at times takes a pretty hands-on approach, I understand.
Yes, he does. It's quite nice working with him, really. He's got the attitude of, I would say, like all of the rest of us. He wants to win, he wants to be fast, but he wants everything to be nice, too, in the same aspect.
When you first got to the Speedway in the mechanics role, what was your job at that point?
I was just like a second mechanic at Menards, more or less, with Larry Curry, and then he's my team manager here, too, so kind of nice. I know what he expects.
What was the translation from midgets and sprint cars to working on an Indy car? Was it much the same, or was there a lot to learn?
There was a little to learn. It's just a little more tedious. Smaller bolts and nuts and more wires. But the wires are the biggest thing.
You know, sometimes fans, they circle around Gasoline Alley and they see you guys and you're in your uniforms and you're part of an Indy team, and that seems to be real romantic. But it's an awful long night, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Like building this car, we got it on Wednesday and I had to be here on Saturday, and we was working until 2, 3 in the morning.
I would suspect by the time the checkered flag drops here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you're ready for a pretty good break.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I am right now, actually, but it'll be nice to get it over with and get to sleep more than 4 hours in your own bed.
When you come with a rookie like Townsend Bell, and he's a very accomplished race driver, there's no question about that, but what are your expectations for the race? I mean, do you approach it like we can win this thing? Are you looking for a finish in the top half of the field? What in the back of your mind are you looking for?
The same as it was in 97 with Lineback. We come to win. Yeah. Come to win. As fast as we can run, we're going to run.
What's that like to be on the winning team? That must be just spectacular.
It's nothing that I've ever experienced in my life. It was very nice.
I suspect winning one makes you want to come back for more.
Oh, yeah. More than one would be great.
Well, Brian Hornick certainly knows his way around Gasoline Alley. He's been a fixture here for a number of years. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you very much.